Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dr. Mace Claude Smith. This is Stairway to Heaven. This is the way radio should be heard. The way this music sounds, I feel like dancing. Get your dancing shoes on. We're going to rock the house. I'm pretty good now. Hello, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Mace Claude Smith, and my guest is Reverend Leo Jones, and he's going to talk sort of about judgment. Today is the first year anniversary of the Stairway to Heaven. We started last year. So I'm opening with Castro Coleman and the highly favorite calling Time Out. Welcome to the show, and you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me. I'm always delighted to minister the Word of God. And today, we're going to be talking from Luke, the 18th chapter. So welcome, one and all. I'd like for you to take your Bibles and follow along with us. The object of this lesson today is to teach us about faith. I know we've heard so many different things about faith, but this lesson today teaches us about faith. I'm going to begin by reading the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And if you would please follow along. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, There was a city, a judge, which feared not God, nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? And I dare say that many of us have heard different things about faith. And we hear people say that if you ask God something one time, that's enough. He heard you. But this text teaches us how we ought to approach God. This text teaches us that persistence, and continue to petition God, and God will ultimately give us justice. It encourages us to be, in our persistence, to be confident that God hears us. And so as we look at this text, Jesus is teaching his disciples about faith. I once heard a man, someone I had great confidence in, and I was asking him about faith. And he told me, he says, since you ask God, you don't need to keep on asking. That's a sign of unbelief. That's a sign that you don't believe. But actually, the opposite is different. So when we look at this text, Jesus said, men or women ought always to pray. And never to faint, never to give up, never to grow weary, never to find ourselves without spirit to be exhausted. Because then we have the mindset that, well, God's not really going to do anything. But God is faithful. This is a wonderful text because it teaches us, we see the example of this man, that the Bible says he was unjust. He was a man who was corrupt. Essentially, he was unrighteous. He was a wicked man. And yet he's in this powerful, powerful position to render justice. We see where the text tells us that this man, this judge, he didn't regard God, nor did he regard man. He didn't regard anybody. He didn't fear that he was in a place where he was supposed to do justice. He felt like he could do whatever he wanted to. But this woman, she continued bringing her petition. The fact that the Greek here, the word used, it indicates that he was in no way terrified of God. He was in no way fearing that by his continuing to conduct himself in an unjust manner, that God would strike him down. He didn't care anything about God. What a man. This man, he was really very ignorant. Today we fear God. And we fear God. When we fear God, we approach him with reverence. And the fact that we continue to come to God, God, I still trust you. God, I still believe you. God, you're still faithful. God, I still love you. I'm still looking to you. I dare say that any of us would go to work thinking that after a week's work, my employer is not going to pay me. We wouldn't have any faith. But we keep coming to God with our petition. In terms of judgment, the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, when the Lord set up judges, he says, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You're to be integrous, that you're not to have respect of persons. You're not to have more respect for the rich than you do for the poor. But this woman, the text continues to tell us she was persistent. She kept coming. She kept coming. Have you ever had to deal with anybody who was persistent? They kept coming and kept coming. I'm reminded of one of our daughters. There were times of our four kids, the others would come and ask me a question and I would say no. And she would come and ask a question, but she kept coming. You could look for her. She was coming back. She was coming back 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 times. And I remember there were times I said, you know what? I don't think it'll be all that. It won't be such a problem. Go ahead and do it. But the others, they just, after one time, they stopped. Persistence is valuable. This woman was seeking justice. In fact, she comes to this judge and she says, give me justice. Give me justice. But he would not. He would not, the text tells us, for a while.
Okay, we'll get back to that. Hold on to that.
Yes.
Here's our little break.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, that's Jules and Convert, and the song is called Hallelujah. And before I let Reverend Jones continue the lesson, Reverend Jones, would you mind tell us a little bit about yourself, your books and your poetry?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. You know, I believe that, how many of you believe that we don't know what God will do? We don't know what kind of gift God will drop on you. A number of years ago, while in seminary, the Lord blessed me with a gift of writing poetry, Christian inspirational poetry, uplifting poetry. And to this point, I've written 5 books. And this poetry is some of the best poetry that you'll ever read. Why? Because it's based on the Word of God. And if you would like to check out my works, you can find them on my website at fitlyspokenpoetry.com. And also, my email address is leojones77xx@gmail.com. Again, my works are found on amazon.com. The first book is called Words Fitly Spoken, and of course, it deals with inspirational poetry, as they all do. The title of the second book is called Words Fitly Spoken Poetry, book 2. The third book is called Apples of Gold, and I just finished writing 2 other books. The fourth book is called words seasoned with salt. And the fifth one is called Positive Reflections for Self-Esteem. You can get these works on Amazon.com, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
Okay, that sounds good. I met this young man on my job one Sunday, and he had a sermon and everything, and I heard him speak the word, and I got the thing. I said, I'm going to have him on the show and let the people hear how he speak. I'm going to turn it back over to him, but I'll say this again. This is Stairway to Heaven's 1 year anniversary. People, you know how hard it was to try to keep this show going, but it was, and I stuck with it. And thank goodness for I have a good wife who backed me up on it, because she does, part of the show is called Women in the Community, and you need to check her out and her three ladies, Evangelist Terry and Evangelist Doris and my wife, Evangelist Patricia Smith, and they have a good, they come up with some good sermons and good topics. So right now, dude, no further ado, turn right back into Pastor Jones.
Thank you, Dave. So we stopped off at verse number 4. And so the text picks up, and this woman, widow, she's continuing to petition the judge. And verse 4 says, and he would not hear for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor do I regard man. Yet I will give this woman, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And so notice this man, he is unjust. The text tells us, when you hear a case, seems like to me you hear both sides. But the only reason that this man answered her petition was a selfish reason. The text tells us the reason that he heard her, because she continued to be persistent and to trouble him and to make life uncomfortable for him. That was the only reason. Now, certainly this text contrasts this unjust judge with God, who the scripture tells us is righteous. He is upright. So this man says, she'll weary me. She's going to wear me out. She's going to beat me blue and black, as though I've been in a fight, if I continue to resist this woman. Isn't that terrible? The only reason that he would give her a petition is because she was worrying him. He had no idea, as far as we can see in the text, he had no idea of the complaint of the other person. I suspect that this widow's claim was just. I suspect that he should have granted it. But he also, in doing justice, should have heard both sides. This man is truly unjust. He's truly wicked. He's truly only interested in his personal satisfaction and comfort. And so the Bible, the word continues, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night, though he bear long with them? My friend, this is for you. God hears your petition. And though he's bearing long, he still is looking at you. The Bible teaches us in the Old Testament that our prayers are as a sweet smelling savor to God. When the priest went into the temple and offered up incense, it is as though it's a sweet smelling savor to God. It pleases God to hear our petition. I suggest to you to keep praying. You've been asking God for something? Keep on righteous. Keep on asking. God is a righteous judge. He's a judge that does not engage in unrighteous acts. God is totally righteous. The scripture tells us that he is good and upright in all of his ways and holy in all of his ways. He's upright, or he's integrous, or he's just. There's no unrighteousness in him. We can trust God. We can depend upon God. We can believe God. We can believe his word. We're told that God is a righteous judge. In the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 7, the writer gives us instruction in terms of asking God for something. When we ask, he said, ask, seek, and knock. You read that scripture. In other words, if you're asking God something, he says, I want you to keep asking. Each of these verbs are in motion. Each of these verbs are in the present tense, the active voice, and imperative or command, and they are continuous. So it's the process of, God, I've been asking you, but keep on asking. I've been knocking, but keep on knocking. I've been seeking, but keep on seeking. God hears your prayers, and he wants you to be consistent, persistent in asking him. It's a sign of faith. This woman that we see is the picture of faith. How many of you have been asking God for something, and it seems like God is not hearing you? It seems like, you know, you're just wasting time. But God wants you to keep on asking, keep on living a life, a clean and sanctified life. God hears you. God knows. He knows your situation. He hears your petition. Some would argue that, well, the reason God has not heard you is because you are living a sordid life. Because you are doing wrong things. But that's not what the scripture teaches us. We have a perfect example of a man who was a righteous man. In Luke, the 1st chapter, where a priest named Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, the Bible tells us that they were both stricken in age. And I'll begin at verse number 5. Luke, the 1st chapter, verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God. Notice that. Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless.
Okay, should we hold off? And like I said, this is the Brooklyn All-Stars.
Yes.
I'm too close to heaven.
I'm too close.
Take nothing.
Okay, that's the Brook and All Stars. And also, this is about ready to close out on YouTube here. We got 5 more minutes here. We're gonna use it. Now, I'm enjoying my guest here. And he's teaching a very good lesson. Let me say this. Like I said, this is Stairway to Heaven is 1 year old. It's part of the Keys of Harmony, and it's part of the Refuge Baptist Church. Pastor Kaiser Jones, the pastor. And I remember 2 weeks ago, we had the Keys of Harmony, like I said before. You may see one of us up here, because I might have one of the members of the Keys here. I'll be here, and we'll be taking turns doing Stairway to Heaven. But like I said, I'm enjoying this good lesson. I mean, you know, this is beautiful. And I'm proud that I met Pastor Jones. And I'm proud that, you know, I told him I was going to get him on the show. And at that time, I was somewhere else. But I kept my promise to myself. I said, all these people I talk to, I'm going to bring them on the show. And I kept that. And I'm so glad that I met him. And there's a lot of people. So.
Yes.
So, you know, this is beautiful. It's really beautiful. Like I said, this is the first year doing all the time developing. The thing Stairway to Heaven came to me one day, and I didn't know what they were going to call the show, but they did. But here it is, Melvin Williams, and
yes.
It's another blessing along with Lee Williams. Okay, that's Melvin Williams Brothers singing another blessing. And you know, like I said, this is I'm excited, and I'm glad that the show got a chance to make it to the first year, and hopefully that it makes it to the second year. Now, like I said, I'm still new doing this, and try to do my best, and I'm trying to get all the ministers and all the groups together to come on the show one day, so we can get together. So hey, this is Dr. Bass Cloud Smith for Stairway on YouTube, and we're gonna wrap it up. And hey, if somebody don't have a smile, you give them your smile and say, and remember, the mind is nothing but the garden, what you put in the grove. So I'll see you on YouTube next time.
Idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Tune in Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and listen to the classic episodes of The Chosen with Ron Mills. The Chosen is the highly acclaimed program that exposes hidden secrets and mysteries, the paranormal and supernatural. Hear the best of the weird and the strange on The Chosen with Ron Mills, Thursday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't miss The Chosen with Ron Mills on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Listen, if you dare. Listen, if you dare.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass Cloud Smith, and this is Stairway to Heaven's 1 year anniversary. And my guest is Reverend Leo Jones, and he's talking about gentlemen and women, and he's teaching a real good lesson. So if you have any comments about you want to say in the call us at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. And any questions you want to ask, give us a call. And I hope you enjoy the music. So right now, I'm going to turn it right back into Reverend Jones.
Yes, glad to have you back. So we were talking about the process of seeking something from God. And I mentioned the scripture, Matthew the 7th chapter, verse number 7. And the scripture tells us, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. And so this text is teaching us, unlike some may have told you, that our asking to God is something that is in the present tense right now, and it's in the active voice. You do the asking, and it is imperative. That is, it is a command. And also, finally, it is continuous. And some would ask, well, how long do I ask? You keep asking, you keep seeking, and you keep knocking until God answers you. And this is certainly indicating to God that you still trust him. Isn't it wonderful to keep trusting God? Isn't it wonderful to keep trusting God, though he hasn't answered our prayers? You know, that gives God praise. That gives God glory and honor. When we're essentially saying to God, Lord, I yet trust you. Lord, I yet count you faithful. Lord, I still want to follow you, and I love you. And you know, this is, we get earlier I was started to talk about Zechariah and Elizabeth in Luke, the first chapter, who were, again, pictures of faithful servants. They were examples of those who followed God, though God had not given them what they wanted. The text teaches us here that they had apparently been asking God for a child in their young age. They were still asking. And Zechariah was a priest. And so his part of his off work was to go into the tabernacle and do the work of the Lord. Offer the sacrifices, burn incense, replenish the candlesticks with the oil, renew the bread, and burn incense on the altar of incense before God. He was in the process of doing this. Notice what the text tells us. As I mentioned earlier, Luke, the first chapter, verse 6. Picking up at verse 7. Let me redo verse 6 again. And they were both righteous before God. That is, Elizabeth and Zechariah. Walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Did you get that? They were walking in all of the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless, without blame. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. Think about that. Think about that. During this time, too, it was kind of shameful. And a woman was looked down upon if she was not able to bear children. She had been enduring this for some while. Most people want children when they're young. I suspect that it was no different with them. Praying to God for a child all of this time. And it seems to me that the person who God would give a child to would be someone who was righteous as they, someone who was blameless as they were blameless. But yet God hadn't done that. Had they lost faith in God? Had they given up on God? Had they said, well, God's not righteous? No. They're continuing to demonstrate their faith in God. Secondly, we see that Zechariah is still doing what? He's still doing the office of a priest. He's still doing his work before God. That has not diminished, not one iota. In fact, while he is doing the work of God, God answers him. So as we read this scripture, let's continue, verse 8. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. In other words, while he was continuing to serve in the role and do the work that he was supposed to do, God sends an angel, and he sees him at the altar of incense there. Verse number 9. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. This man is still
serving God. He's still doing his what God requires him to do. And apparently, all of a sudden, God sends an answer. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the priests were praying without at the time of the incense. Verse 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. You see that? Look at this. All of a sudden, boom. Here is something that Zechariah had not expected. You know, God will answer your prayer at an unexpected time. But he's requiring what? He's requiring that you still do what's right. He's requiring that you still continue to live a righteous life, a holy life. He's still requiring that you continue to be faithful to him. The Bible tells us that God is faithful. There is no unrighteousness in him. Zechariah and Elizabeth were examples of those who continued to walk with God. The text tells us that they were well stricken in years. They'd been in this place a long time, and yet they continued to trust God. Have you ever been in a situation where it seems like those around you are continuing to try and say, well, it doesn't take all of that. If you were really walking with God, if you were really trusting God, God would have given you what you wanted a long time ago. But the text tells us that we are to keep trusting him. We've been asking, you've been asking God for something. You've been knocking. You've been seeking. Keep on knocking. Keep on trusting God. Keep on counting him faithful. Keep on saying that God is able. We see that additionally, as the scriptures teach us, that our prayers, as I said earlier, are a sweet smelling savor to God. You know, a sweet smelling savor to God. God desires our prayers. And it gives God pleasure and honor when we pray. When we look in the scripture, we see great men that have gone before God and asked him, Lord, remove this. Lord, do this. And for those who said, you only need to ask one time. In the book of 2 Corinthians, we find the text where Apostle Paul, he asked God to remove a thorn in his flesh. Now, the scripture does not identify what that particular problem was. And so that opens to us that we may have a thorn in the flesh, whatever it is. But Paul went back to God three times. And finally, God answered him. So the question, how many times should I, or how long should I petition God until he gives us an answer? Paul says, I sought the Lord three times. And finally, he said, my grace is sufficient. My friend, today, however you've been petitioning God, however long, keep petitioning God. Keep trusting him. Keep on trusting him. And in the meantime, that time, God's grace is what? It is sufficient to sustain you. It is sufficient to keep you following God. God, I yet want to follow you. God, I yet want to trust you. God, I yet believe you. God, I yet honor you. And you know, you have to keep yourself encouraged in the Lord. Keep yourselves encouraged. God, I yet trust you. God, I yet believe you. God, you're yet faithful. And you know, the more of God's word that we give back to him, the more of God's word that we quote, it sustains us. It holds us up. Remember, the children of Israel are coming through the wilderness and they were sustained by bread. The Lord says, I am that bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's word is like bread to us. It'll sustain us. It will sustain us at the time when we feel like giving up. Lord, I've been petitioning you for so long. I've been following you for so long. God wants you to be like this woman that was before the unjust judge. In contrast to the unjust judge, the Bible tells us that God is righteous. That God, in Psalm number 119, the writer lets us know that God holds court. And he's gathering all the evidence, and he always makes a righteous judgment. His judgments are always righteous. That is to say, he sees your labor. God's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. We're encouraged, don't be weary in well-doing. Continue the fight. Psalm 119, 137 again says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. God's not forgotten you. How many of you ever felt like God's forgotten you? You ever felt like you've been petitioning God, doing what God's required, and he's forgotten you? He doesn't see me. He doesn't know I'm there, but he does see you. He does know.
Okay, that's good. This is Melvin Williams. Lord, I want to hold your hand. The late Frank Williams. I'm sorry, the late Frank Williams of the Jackson Southerners. Okay, that was Frank Williams and Hold Your Hand. And like I said before, this is the first year anniversary of Stairway to Heaven. And like I said, as I said before, Reverend Jones, do me a favor. Want to announce what church you come from and what church you belong to. Let me say where you belong to.
Yes, I belong to Church of Christ of the Apostolic Faith, 1200 Brittenell, Pastor Harold Rayford. Is our pastor. Our Sunday school starts at 9:45, and morning service starts at 11 o'clock. We have Bible study on Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We would certainly love to have you come and be our guest, and I'm sure that you would receive a word from the Lord and be blessed.
Okay. I would love for you to recite one of your poems, if you don't mind.
I would love to. Absolutely.
He's writing poetry, and beside him teaching this great lesson, I thought I'd say, well, we'll let him do a poetry.
thing. Right? So,
this poem is entitled "The Tongue," and I know that this is something, whether you're in church or you're out of church, you can relate to this poem. And this poem talks about the power, the destructive power, of the tongue. In terms of giving us the choice to use it for good or bad, the tongue. The tongue is ever so small, yet it can cause one to fall. The tongue has been compared to a fire. At times, though, it may prick like barbed wire. The tongue can be used for either good or bad. It can be used to destroy the good reputation a person once had. It can turn a friend into a foe. It can bring our emotions to a white-hot glow. It can mend a broken heart, or it can tear relationships apart. Some use their tongues for a weapon, not realizing that they sow discord and deception. Others choose the higher road, using their tongues to ease a heavy load, to dig out the root of depression, to sow in its place a new impression, to encourage the downcast, to help them forget what happened in the past. How we use our tongue is our call. Inspire one to stand tall or to make one fall. We get to choose which course we will use. Will we use it to make someone stand tall, or will we use it to make someone fall? Use it to make someone happy or sad. You can use it for good or bad. Now, I know we've all been victims of someone with a burning tongue, or someone who's taken an occasion to uplift us and inspire and encourage us with the word, with their words. You have the choice to be the one who uses your tongue to burn, to injure people, or as God intends, to uplift, to inspire, to encourage, to shape. Amen.
Oh, that was beautiful. You can give me anybody you want to like to shout out to, or give us somebody a holler you would like to say hello to while you're here.
Well, I'd like to say shout out to all the people of God, my family, my wife, my children, my relatives, New York and other places. Just a general shout out to everybody, to all of God's people and all of those who are listening to this program today.
Okay, and I'd like to shout out to my wife and all my friends on the job, to Marsha, Carl, and Big Jim, and everybody else working Summer Tricks. I give them a great big shout out. And, they asked me what I'm going to give them names. I ain't calling a few names. I ain't calling no more names, because I'll see y'all Monday and y'all going to tell me about it.
Yes.
But my shout out goes to Summer Tricks, especially to Mother Hayes. I met this lady, she lives there, and I mean, I just fell in love with her, because I always go by joke with her and everything.
Yes.
But I told her daughter that I would give her a shout out, and hopefully that they heard the program today, and hopefully they'll continue on. And Reverend Jones, I'm looking for you to come back. We'll set up a day where you can come back.
I'd love to.
And come back. It'd be beautiful for you. Like I said, this show is about quartets. It's about ministers from different churches. And my next show is going to be from Dr. Marithia. He's a kidney doctor. And he's going to explain the problems about the kidney and why our own race is dying from kidney disease. And he's going to explain the certain medicines, certain foods. So I'm going to have him here on the next show. And my wife will be on the next show. But the ladies, they will be here, and I don't know what the subject is, what they talk about. But what they talk about sure dynamite. And when I started the show, second month of the show, she asked me, she wanted to do something on the show, and she asked me, and I told her, well, you can do it. I mean, you know, you want to do it, go ahead and do it. So I gave her that opportunity to do it, and she's been doing it, her and her three. Her two friends have been doing a great job. I mean, the lessons that they teach and the medicine they give, I mean, it's really on fire. I mean, it's stuff that is happening today. And it's something about our young folks and our folks and everybody else. And one day I'm going to come up with something to bring to the show. When I decide to do it, I'll let you know the subject I'm talking about. I'm going to give you a part of something I thought about the refugees, these young kids in these cages, in these camps.
Yes.
And
yes,
they're separated.
Absolutely.
They're separated from their parents. And that's they send the parents back and the children have to stay here. And I think that is awfully, awfully wrong for that to happen, to separate somebody from their parents just because they're not American citizens. I mean, they came, get away from all the accession and all the whatever was going on in their country, which, you know, try to run, they're running for their lives. And I feel for them. And, you know, they walked many miles. It's just like when the Hebrews was walking away from Egypt. Crossing, going into the Red Sea. I know they took days, times, and months to get where they got to go. But like I said, I will bring that up. I'm gonna write that out because I don't know how I'm gonna put it or how I'm gonna write it. But I'm gonna bring that out, and also I'm gonna bring out another subject called Shame in the City, and I'm gonna bring that up. And I don't know how soon I'm gonna do that, but those two I'm holding on hold. Until I get it right now. And this is the Tammy Edwards Sisters. We need Jesus. And hope you enjoy it. Okay, this is Dr. Bass signing out, and like I said, may God bless you, and remember what I said, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, don't put nothing in it to grow, and give somebody else a round. Reverend Jones, thank you for coming very, very much, and I hope to bring you back next time.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless you.